Moncrief on News Talk.
So you may have been lucky enough, right, to catch a glimpse of the Aurora Borealis, better known as the Northern Lights, over the last few nights. And I'm wondering what causes this spectacular display in our skies. And I'm joined by David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you very much, Stephanie.
My WhatsApp groups have been blowing up with pictures taken in my estate of the Aurora. I live by the beach and I don't know if that makes any difference, but I can't see them with my eye. But when they send me the pictures, I'm like, I live next door to you. How are you seeing this? And I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, cameras, phones have become very powerful recently. Now a lot of them have night mode built in or a pro option where you can make long exposure. So as long as you can hold the camera steady for a few seconds, you can photograph things much fainter than you can see with the eye. So I saw the aurora this morning about 2 a.m. You could see rays. They look grayish with the naked eye, but on the camera, they were fantastic reds, pinks, purples, rays shooting up into the sky. So photography is what's really changed in the last decade. And social media as well helps spread them, WhatsApp group, like you said. And of course, if you're on the beach, that means at least in one direction, you haven't got any streetlights.
Yes, yeah. I know that is something that really does impact it. My question then is like, if we can't see it with the naked eye, but we can see it with a camera, is it actually happening? Like Schrodinger's Borealis? Is it something that's happening with the camera that makes it?
Well, we can see it with the naked eye. It's very, very faint ones, very low on the horizon, will only show with a camera. But I saw them with the naked eye this morning. Quite obvious. There were several beams pointing up into the sky. But when you turn your camera on them, that's when you get the full glory and the color. So, you know, we don't want to put people off looking for them with the naked eye. We just had this huge one on May the 10th. NASA said it was the strongest one in 500 years. Made the front cover of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Of course, we have a souvenir issue. People want to go to our website and get it because thousands of people sent in their pictures and we published the best. So the ones like that, you could see the color easily with the naked eye. It was overhead. Usually they're low in the north. If people know the plow, last night the rays were coming up to about the height of the top of the plow. In fact, it was interfering with the Perseid meteor shower that we were trying to watch as well. And there was an aurora on Monday night, the peak of the Perseid meteor shower as well. But skies weren't as clear then. But we still got lots of pictures in.
Can you tell us what's happening astronomically when the aurora borealis is happening? Like, why does it happen?
Well, what it is, it's radiation from the sun. So the sun is not like the Earth. It's 100 times wider. You'd have to squash it over a million Earths together to make a ball as big as the sun. That gives you some idea of the scale. That turns it into a star because the pressure at the center crushes the atoms you and I are made of out of existence into new atoms. And that gives off nuclear energy. It's very, very efficient. It has kept the sun going for 5 billion years. But what it means is the middle of the sun is about 15 million degrees Celsius, ridiculously high temperature. And only about a quarter of the center is that hot. The rest is bubbling up from the heat below. And even at the surface, the temperature is about 6,000 degrees Celsius. That's much hotter than a welding torch. And you know, you have to have goggles to look at that. That's why you should never look at the sun. And this turns the whole surface of the sun, the upper sections of it, into what's called plasma. Now, plasma is like a gas, only it's ridiculously hot. We don't really have it here on the Earth. There are plasma cutting welding torches people use for specialist applications, but it's just too exotic to have safely here on the Earth. But it conducts electricity, and that allows huge magnetic fields to form in the sun. And the sun is turning about once every 30 days. And these magnetic fields get wound and wound and wound around the sun until after about 11 years of that, they start snapping and sunspots appear. There's huge sunspots on the sun at the moment. That blocks the heat from below. And these explosions eventually burst out through that blockage, hit the Earth and cause the Northern Lights.
So are these happening all the time, but we can't really see them all the time? Or they only happen in certain, under certain circumstances? Yeah.
Well, the giant explosions on the sun that would dwarf the Earth's entire nuclear arsenal happen roughly every week. And we go through this 11-year cycle of sunspots, and we're getting close to maximum now. That's why there's more sunspots and more of these northern light displays. So when we now have spacecraft watching them, and so we can see sometimes the puff of radiation goes off to the left or the right, but sometimes you see a halo around the sun, which means you're looking straight down the barrel and it's headed straight for you. And there were big problems in the 80s with power grids being blown by these radiation storms. So a lot of satellites went out to watch the sun, just pictures of it being taken from space every few seconds are being analyzed. There are spacecraft looking at the Earth to see what the magnetic field is doing, because our magnetic field directs all this radiation into the North and South Pole. So we've really got a whole flotilla of spacecraft and experts in what's called the Space Weather Prediction Center, run in North America. And they're telling us when aurora are likely to happen, when we see one of these explosions coming towards us. And we predict that on Astronomy Ireland's social media. So make sure you're following us there, because we're able to tell people Monday there's an aurora coming tonight. Last night there'll probably be one. Didn't appear till 2 a.m., but it did appear in the end. So we can tell you a day or two in advance.
So is there going to be one tonight?
No. I checked the latest predictions. They're done about twice a day. And it looks like the next few days are going to be quiet. Now, that probably is a fairly accurate forecast, but there could be an explosion on the sun today, tomorrow, whenever, and a day or two later, it will reach the Earth. It's traveling about 2,000 kilometers per second. There's no solid particles. You're not going to be bombarded by meteorites.
And are there where are the most like, so say you, Astrology Ireland says, Astronomy Ireland says there is going to be an aurora Monday night. Where can people see it from? Is it across the country?
A lot of people keep thinking you have to be on the north coast to see it. You don't really. It's just if you live on the north coast, like yourself on the beach, you've got nothing out in the north to block the view. Whereas people, on the rest of the land, especially even down south, they're often looking across landscapes where there's towns and villages in the distance. We get so many photographs from people who see a glow in the sky. The cameras can adjust the colors wrongly, and it's often green. And we can tell it's not an aurora because there's no stars in the sky. It's a cloud being lit up by a distant town or village.
Okay.
So as long as you haven't got something to the north of you, you'll see it. Ireland's such a small island. If it's visible on the north coast, you can probably see it from Kerry and Cork as well.
David Moore, thank you so much. If people want to find you on Instagram, what is the handle?
astronomy.ie. Go to our website. Down the bottom, you've got Instagram, Facebook, X, where we post the predictions. And we've got a huge barbecue with giant telescopes coming up at the end of the month to show everybody the wonders of the universe. Hopefully we'll get an aurora that night as well.
Hopefully. Thank you so much, David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.